All right, let's get you caught up on another very busy news day. All of the headlines, all of the newsmakers. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Yesterday, we found out that Suns star point guard Chris Paul tested positive for COVID-19. So how much time will he miss, if any? Here's a possible timeline from Rachel Nichols over at ESPN.
If a player tests positive for COVID, he needs to go into quarantine until either 10 days have passed or he can produce two negative tests that were taken in a 24-hour or 48-hour span. And then even after that, he has to undergo cardiac testing, which usually takes 2 days.
Okay, so by my count, that's 12 days at the worst. So what do you think will happen?
We haven't heard anything. They're going to update on Saturday. So I am an eternal optimist in this. I think that because he's had the vaccine, I think it's going to be a matter of days, not weeks. So I think by Saturday, they are going to say that he has already been testing negative, and I think that he'll be ready to go. The problem is he hasn't been able to practice and be near the team, so that's going to slow them down a little bit. But I do think he will be back, and I think he'll be back. He may miss one game, but I don't think it's going to be any more than that, especially if it goes 7 games between Utah and L.A. That means they don't play until Tuesday. I think he's going to be ready by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Arizona's newest governor candidate, Matt Salmon, joined the show to talk about what sets him apart from all the other candidates.
I think one of the assets that I bring to this equation, nobody else does, is that I've served both at the state and the federal level, and there is a nexus. And I would be using relationships that I have back in Washington, D.C., to, number one, stand up and fight against the encroachment of Washington, D.C.
That's been one of my biggest questions. How are all these Republican candidates going to separate themselves?
And that's going to be the issue, is how do they... Matt Salmon's going to rest on his experience, absolutely, and he should. He's got a ton of experience at the state level and at the federal level, and he's got a good experience in both of those places. I think that Carrie Lake is going to use her media savvy, which she's already doing in a very excellent way. I think that when you go down the list of candidates... Kimberly Yee, having won 2 statewide elections already recently, has got a team in place. That's going to be helpful for her. But I think what they're going to have to do is be very specific on issues, especially in the primary, because primary voters are going to be looking at very specific issues. So number one is going to be the border with Republican voters. We know what that's going to be like, the economy, taxes, and things of that nature. But when he talks about government intrusion within the Republican Party, that is a key phrase that many are concerned about. And I think that's going to be a place where they have to set themselves apart, is how much are we going to allow the federal government to intrude in Arizona, and how much is the Arizona government going to intrude in your life? That's going to set him apart, I think. You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time. We catch you up on the biggest newsmakers. What's next, Steve?
As fires tear through different parts of Arizona, fighting those fires is becoming more difficult, and the water used to fight those fires is dwindling. Here's Arizona's family.
John Truitt is a state fire management officer and spoke at the state capitol Wednesday, telling officials the San Carlos Lake is so low they can't even scoop water out of it for airdrops, or they'd leave the lake completely dry.
How are we supposed to fight fires without water?
Well, that's the scary part about this, is the lake is already... So that tells you the story of what the drought is like. The lake is at such a low level, they can't even scoop water out of it. That should tell you a big story of the drought. Now they're going to have to go to other lakes to fight fires, which means it's going to take them longer to get to the other lakes to get back to where the fire is. So what that does is adds insult to injury to a very quick-moving fire that's been jumping over fire breaks, whether they're natural or otherwise, and it just makes it that much more difficult. And you're right, Steve. You can't fight fires without water.
Put this on the list of ideas that came from the pandemic.
The newest accessory at the Metcalf's Market in Wauwatosa. Free color-coded bracelets that allow you to let others know your level of COVID comfort without saying a word. If you're okay with handshakes, grab a green bracelet. Still more cautious, choose yellow, or take red if you want to maintain social distancing but aren't comfortable saying so.
Should I sign you up for the green hug me bracelet?
It depends on the situation. I am a very social person, but not always. But I think this is something that every single bar and club should do. And what they could do is they could reduce the price of drinks and charge the girls plenty of money for these bracelets. Imagine, I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist, but we know how guys are in bars. You know what I mean? They're very forward, especially with a few drinks in them. Girls don't want to be bothered. Wouldn't it be nice if a girl was wearing a red bracelet that she could just hold up and just let the guy know, get away from me, before she has to say, get away from me? Wouldn't that be an advantage? I think this is something that could forget COVID. I think this could be great for socializing all over the country. We would just get you the permanent red bracelet, Steve.
Yeah. I don't even need a bracelet. You'll know that I'm ignoring you.
You know what's funny is that I admit that you are the nicest guy on the show. I'm the one with attitude. But you know I'm much more social than you are, too.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
You're a hermit.
Yeah, when I'm in public, which is rare, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to. I mean, even if it's a person I knew, I'd be like, oh, hey, yeah. And then just walk away.
Yeah, it's
avoid eye contact.
Are you one of those people that when you see somebody that you know, you hope they don't see you?
I don't see people I know very often.
But if you do in public, do you think, ah, dang it, I hope I don't have to talk to this person?
No, okay. I'm cool with saying hi, but I'm not like, hey, you get groceries too, high five, or hug me. Yeah, I'm not that guy, no.
You don't want to hang out with me. No. I drive you crazy at work, but you don't want to hang out with me because I will talk to anyone and everyone. Standing in line, I'll talk to the person in front of me and in back of me. I don't care. I love to socialize. I know that would drive you nuts.
I love my mom to death, but when we were kids, my mom did that thing where she would embarrass us by talking loud enough that everyone around us could hear it. And mm-hmm. She was doing that intentionally.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to just smack me in the back of the head.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out. Explains a lot of things,
actually. It does. Explains more than I need to explain.